How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, you've got your lovely guns out today, the vest.
I do. I've got 2 tickets to the gun show.
Yes.
I'm really pleased that you think they're guns. I just think they're just slightly toned arms, but I will take it.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's not as in that sound. Sorry, that didn't sound very complimentary.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But don't worry.
If you could try harder, that would be good.
I want to say you're perfect as you are, but it came out as a sort of slightly...
Oh, you're perfect just as you are. That feels very Mark Darcy from Bridget Jones, not Jane Austen.
Oh, but he was a bit of a sleazebag, wasn't he?
Well, no, not really. It was Daniel Cleaver that was more of a sleazebag.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I don't mind that.
Bridget Jones, when I first moved to London, was the film that I watched whenever I felt a bit homesick, which was, I'd say, 3 times a week.
Oh.
So I know the film quite well.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it's not. It's just a fact. It's like my arms. It just is what it is.
It is what it is. What's the other thing that people say a lot? But here we are.
Here we are.
They'll say something. It seems to be on social media. People will say something that they're not pleased about. And they'll conclude it by going, but here we are. But here we are.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? It feels like a colloquialism that you might hate.
No, actually, I find it quite matronly.
Oh, which is a vibe that you're actually quite into.
Yeah. I would say that's one of the things when people say 3 words to describe yourself, I would say matronly, Edwardian. I don't never know what the third one is.
I was going to say something offensive.
Yeah.
Homosexual?
Yes, I suppose. Yes,
I suppose.
Could be that
if
one.
If you want.
Yeah. It's always there, isn't it? Mm.
Kind?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Funny?
Oh, all day long.
Friendly?
No.
Well, no, you are very friendly. Chatty?
Oh, yes. Susie, what have you got there? A little protein drink?
I've got a Huel, which is funny because we've just said about me having toned arms. I'm drinking a Huel because I've, of course, not left myself enough time for breakfast.
Wonderful that you have breakfast.
And the reason that I'm in my sportif wear is because I'm going straight to Pilates class post-record.
Oh, my goodness.
You go boxing like such a big, strong lad.
Lad, thank you. That's the third word, lad.
A scally lad still a thing in the gay world?
I don't know. I don't. Tracky scally lad. It was sort of, I wrote about it in No Shame, the sort of, I think it was called Fit Lads, was the night that used to advertise in those free magazines.
Well, that's where I know them from.
Yes.
Because I remember, when you would go to somewhere like, I'm trying to think where, like GAY Bar, when it was just a bar before it became the club, they would have those magazines like Boys with a Z.
Yes, Boys. And was it QX?
Cute, maybe. Was it Kew Gardens? Did they have a magazine on Kew Gardens?
That was the one I was always hoping to find, but never.
Home and Garden and Boys. Homo and Garden. How is that not? Have you used that as a hashtag?
Yes. No, okay. I haven't actually. I should do that.
Oh my God, Tom, that's. You should get Alfie to lock up a magazine.
Homo and Gardens. Okay, I'm going to do that, Sus.
Tell Alfie to do that. He's good at things like that.
He is actually. That would be something fun for him.
Yeah, Homo and Garden. And then you could have some funny things down the sides of what you've been up to.
Oh, yes. That would be nice.
There you go.
Okay.
And people don't know I'm some social media manager, apparently.
I love this meeting.
I will be charging you for this.
Great. Good value. Oh.
But I remember in the back of those, because you'd sometimes if you'd got to a bar early, this predates Instagram. So you would have nothing to do on your phone except receive text messages.
Yes. And I mean, maybe only 10 or 12 of those at once.
Of course.
And you'd have to save ones from people that you...
Yes, of course. Decide
enamored with.
How important people were. So you would be left in the hell of your own thoughts.
It was terrible.
A terrible, terrible time. So you would get a boys' magazine and casually finger your way through it.
Yes, you would.
Whilst waiting for, I don't know, you. Whilst I was waiting for you.
Yes.
And I would find in the back of those magazines, which I imagine all this sort of work has gone online.
Well, probably.
There would be things for Scally Lads, boys in tracksuits.
Advertisements. For it was, I think it was in Vauxhall.
There was a night.
Mm.
And do people just wear sort of trainers and grey track bottoms?
I think so. Tracky bottoms was
tracky
kind
bees.
Of a...
Tracky bees.
Tracky bees was very much a
thing.
De rigueur, yes.
I think anyone that went wasn't using the phrase de rigueur.
You don't know.
I don't know. What's tracky bottom in French?
Oh, I don't know. Le derrière de... athletique.
Derrière d'athlétique is surely that would just be like he's got a really athletic ass, which maybe the sporty boys do.
Yes,
because they're playing so much sport,
which I'm sure would have been encouraged at said
I
night
would say,
actually. I'm sure
massively
so. And I think there was also a proclivity one could go dressed in perhaps a football outfit.
Oh sure,
as I remember, or a I think as a builder, but I might be wrong. I think you could go construction wear.
A tiny bit village people.
A little bit, you know, actually. There's nothing new.
What is that? What is that thing about people being into people in uniforms?
Well, I think it espouses a masculine ideal of yesteryear.
Sure.
Of kind of a romantic, nostalgic sense.
Yeah.
Of what I suppose, like almost a drag, really. Do you know what I mean? It's almost
drag.
Almost, it pretty much is drag.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is the ears of many a MA and PhD student pricking up as we say this.
I'm sure. And then with the village people, they just thought, we'll throw a cowboy in the mix.
Well, again, I suppose it's that...
Do you think they ran out?
Well, I think a lot of these ideals that I mentioned there, I say ideal, I mean it in the academic sense, but but I think it was a sense...
Oh, this is an academic podcast
as we know, this
now.
Is,
so please. I imagine, you know, we're actually linked to the Open University.
Actually,
so if you do want to do the course.
If you have been listening to this the whole way, you can actually get a higher national diploma. In what you decide. But I think it was just this notion, very American, as I say, in its way, of being very... Kind of what's the word? Kind of broadly masculine, you know, kind of like the idea of like
broadly
blokey, the cowboy being fixing cows.
The dancing, I think, made it less blokey.
Well, yes, I think that's always the case, isn't it, with a choreographed two-step.
Tom, I've got a couple of things to tell you about this week.
Oh, what's it?
You will not believe where I went on Sunday night.
Well, not...
It would take you 15 years to guess.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'll start it. Yeah.
I went to see Magic Mike Live.
That is not what I expected you to say.
No.
Was it magic?
Well, listen, let me tell you, the women there are thirsty for men.
Yeah, right.
You know, they've got that. They've absolutely parched.
Right.
And they fucking lose their minds.
Okay.
They're so excited.
Oh, wow.
They go wild for it. I mean, obviously, it did very little for me. Other than my friend is in it, I should say.
Who's the friend?
My friend Jo is in it. She's one of the girls in it.
This girl's in it?
She's very, very good.
Is it a play? Has it got a story?
Loosely,
okay.
She's fantastic in it, and the dancers are fantastic. But it is just lots of... I didn't know that, like, men humping the ground was the sort of thing that would make women scream. But it is.
People love that.
Did you know that?
I've never been to see one, I don't think. But people do love that, don't they?
People love it.
They do. It's almost a kind of a signal to go, now you can go wild.
I can have sex.
Yes, I suppose it's reminding people of that.
Of the fact that sex happens. Mm. There was sort of parts of it where people were, you know, there were girls from the audience who were being sort of, who were very up for it. And they also have this whole thing where there's like a safe word. So if like a guy comes and dances with you in the audience and you say unicorn, they just leave you alone.
Okay.
And it's cute. And you can really see the guys going, is it okay? Are you okay? It's very...
Oh.
It's really, and there's a whole thing about it, about consent, which is fab.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls are bang up for it.
Okay.
The girls are bang, bang up for it.
Great.
And great, good for them. But these men, their bodies, Tom, they must live in the gym.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, they had six packs on six packs on six packs.
Oh my goodness. I bet they did. Oh,
went down all the way to their pants.
Goodness me.
And honestly, it left nothing to the imagination.
Really, Suze.
Honestly, I mean, I could see sort of everything.
Wow. How was that for you?
How was that for me? I mean, I could totally appreciate that the men are really fit.
Right, yeah.
You know, I could be like, oh my God, that's so fit.
Mm.
But I'm not on the turn.
No, I didn't think.
It's not created any sort of, it's not that magic. Mm. It's not that magic. Mm. It's not a form of conversion therapy. We don't need to worry about banning it.
Okay, fine. Just checking.
But yeah.
Because what, I mean, we talked about this kind of, those sort of stereotypes that I think a lot of gay men have embraced, you know, the traffic cop, the construction worker, the football player.
Sure.
What would it be for your people? Would it be maybe an older lady in academia? Something like that? What would be your magic, Michelle?
Well, first of all, an older lady, that feels like a dig.
Have you seen our listenership?
Well, that's because this is an Aaron Open University course.
Well, yes, exactly. I'm saying this whilst holding up my Spode cup and saucer, I should point out to the listeners, which I do feel it is.
Yes, you should. What is that? Is that just a little, is it a barn or something? Is that what the picture is?
It's it's Bode Italian.
Sure,
and,
of course.
And it's a new one. It's microwave safe. And it's an Italian 8 scene. You might know it.
Thank God for that.
People might know it from their grandmother's dresser.
Of course. With a grandmother's dresser, that would be the first one. Very into, and I mean dresser in a traditional sense of someone that gets someone else dressed.
Yes, of course.
Grandmother's dresser.
Mm.
What would be probably like a woman on a motorbike?
Okay, so similar. Similar.
Mm. In leather trousers and maybe like a leather waistcoat.
Very similar. But maybe that's just a weekend thing, and during the week they work in some sort of senior management role.
I would have thought so. Yeah. Or at the very least, project managing.
Project managing, senior that leadership sort of team, maybe with a responsibility for training.
And some D&I.
What's that?
Diversity and inclusion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw it's D&I, not D&I.
Oh, D&I, no. Diversity... Nipples and inclusion.
That's great. Very specific.
What else would be the... I would imagine football as well.
Yes. Again, very lots of crossover.
Thanks to many of the women in the women's game.
Mm, mm, mm.
I would say there's a real thing for that.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? It's probably so similar to gay men in that it's really... exaggerated forms of gender expression.
Yes, right. Interesting.
So a woman that's like really femme, really, really, really femme.
Okay.
And then probably someone that's quite butch.
Sure. Maybe somebody who works in admin for a maybe publicly funded arts organisation, that sort of thing.
Something like that, maybe.
Yes. Okay.
And then I'm thinking for the super femme, maybe... What's the most feminine job you can think of?
Lady in a Jane Austen novel?
Lady in a Jane Austen novel, yeah. That is a femme job.
That is a very...
And you often forget that it's a job.
And I think people forget that. But it is a job, definitely.
Yeah.
Something that people don't put on their personal statements as much as you'd imagine. But I did.
I sometimes think, I would love... I know before anyone at me...
And they will.
I am very aware of how much feminism has done for my life. I'm an ardent feminist.
Oh, Susie, you know. You know people are going to be angry with us for this.
Okay, but what I will say is that I would love like a Jane Austen week where I just go to the seaside.
Yes.
And people call on me and I can say whether or not I've got the energy to see them.
That is what you do. You live in Brighton.
And I would like to make no decisions for myself.
Yes.
And actually that is sort of what happens because I'm useless. Basically what I'm saying is I'm Jane Austen.
Basically, yeah. And Brighton, of course, is one of the most Jane Austen places you can live.
Is it?
There's all that Regency architecture, yeah.
Well, yes, of course. Convalescing at the seaside.
Of course, taking the fresh sea air, yeah.
Taking the fresh sea air, of course.
So there we have it.
That was one experience I had this week. The other one that I really need to talk about is actually something that people have got in touch about, Tom.
Well, I was going to say, we were talking initials then. And
yes, we need to talk about this.
We need to talk about this because, yes.
Because I made a boo-boo.
Oh, please. Please.
But it's okay. I think it's very important.
Of course.
That we all
apologize.
Not just apologize, but I get things wrong all the time. I'm fine with people correcting me as long as it's kind.
As long as it's meant with kindness. And actually it wasn't it? People were very kind.
People were very kind. Hi, Susie and Tom. Love the show. Have listened from day one. Thank you for being so funny. Yeah. Quick correction from last week's episode. STEM is not science, technology, economics and maths. Mm. It's science, technology, engineering and maths. Now, sorry to be pedantic, but I'm following Tom's lead. Engineering is the part of STEM that we find hardest to attract women.
Oh.
And as a female engineering professor and a dean of engineering,
goodness.
Now that is impressive.
That's an impressive cloak.
That is impressive. Cloak. Now, what is it? A dean is like the top of a uni, isn't it?
It's the chancellor, isn't there?
Of the exchequer. Different.
Different. I don't think Rachel Reeves is reaching out, but I don't know, Sis.
Well, this is good because we could find out whether we could become a course at the Open University.
It all ties up, doesn't it?
Anyway, she is Dean of Engineering. Mm. And I really hope more women get interested in engineering. All the best. And that's from Aoife. So thank you, Aoife, for letting me know. Also, Amanda got in touch and corrected me in a very lovely, kind, beautiful way.
So
Amanda, who's also an engineer.
Oh, Amanda's an engineer. Wonderful.
She says, economics is very important, but not part of this gang.
Well.
So I appreciate you guys getting in touch. Slightly embarrassing that I keep suggesting I'm a woman in STEM and I don't know what STEM means.
You know, but I thought it was to do with STEM research. So it was, if anything, it was a real...
It's a real learning curve, this show.
Yeah, it really is, you know.
And if you're a teenager and you don't know what to do, maybe become an engineer.
Or early 19th century lady.
Oh, both of those options.
Or both. Have you thought about that? Engineering while wearing a bonnet.
Always good to have headwear.
I'd do it. That might have got me into it, actually. It's better than wearing one of those hard hats.
Should we have another email?
Oh, hi, Jean. Hi, you two. I was up on my ladder. Brackets. Yes, I'm a lady decorator. Smiley emoji. Oh, when Tom said hygiene, as in the name, it made me laugh because when I was 16, I worked at the milk marketing board. Brackets. Clang.
And can I just say, I think she's done a great job because I think everyone knows about milk.
Yes, they do, you know.
So whoever's doing that marketing has absolutely smashed it.
You seldom meet somebody who goes, I'm sorry, what is this product? I worked at the milk marketing board with Jean and Ina. Can you tell what's coming? Yes. Hi, Jean. Hi, Ina. Every morning. And it never got old. And laughing.
I would love that.
Thank you for your wonderful pod. And thank you to Emma, my sister, for introducing me to you. Love, Claire. Bye, 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 bye. Well, how lovely is that?
Love that. Love it.
Yes, I like things like that.
And
it's not
good, nice, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. Everybody gets on board with it. It's a nice, funny way to be, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. We've got a musical offering ahead of the live show, Tom. Have you seen this?
Now, I didn't read this because I thought I'll read it with you.
Okay, right. It says, hello. That's how I imagine they want me to say that. Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first-time correspondent.
Oh.
I listened a lot during my mat leave, then didn't find the time when I went back to work. Recently, I've been doing a lot of walking as part of 26K steps a day, 26,000 steps a day for 26 days.
Wow.
a challenge to raise money in the name of a friend who has MND. So I've been catching up over the last few years. Oh. First of all, well done. That is some feat. Good for you. When you recently discussed musical instrument combos, I simply had to write in. You were talking about how some instruments make sense together, but not the violin and the saxophone. Oh. Well, oh. I'm a professional saxophone and a violin player as a musician in the Royal Marines.
Oh, Susie.
The people that we get that get
the
in touch.
The people we get. You know, this is the sort of person I imagine would listen to this. When we first started doing it.
Yes, love it.
I mean, imagine marching with a violin in your hand.
That must be hard.
That's skill. That is skill.
That is skill. Mm. To play the two is literally my main role. I also have to march in straight lines and keep fit, etc., etc. But day to day, I just play most instruments in all sorts of groups, string quartets, parade bands, dance bands.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I'd love to come and teach you the saxophone / violin on stage. Moving away from the tortured cat sound on the violin does take a long time, Susie. You could play it, but the people around you are unlikely to enjoy the experience. Anyway, if you need my very specific skill set, do let me know. Lots of love, Amy. Bye, 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 bye. I mean, Amy, I don't know how much you're joking, but I really want to learn the violin. Do you live near Brighton?
I think it would be lovely if you learned it.
I think all of my neighbours would love it.
And I think as well, once you, I mean, you just, I think you would tune in literally to the sound and you would stop making the scratchy sound.
I think people don't realise that I did do a lot of tap dancing and I feel like there's probably...
That's what people don't realise.
Naturally musical.
Maybe that's another skill you could teach Amy and then Amy could do that on parade as well.
Oh, see, that would be good because then that's the way to keep sort of a syncopated beat.
Oh, a lovely way. A lovely way for a military band to keep a syncopated beat in a straight line. Yes. What about being a marionette? Have you ever thought about that? Throwing the stick up, catching it, keeping the beat?
Yeah, I don't know that I've got the wrist flick. You, on the other hand.
I was going to say, hello. Hello, job centre.
And job centre. I don't have very strong wrists.
Really, Suze?
I find that if I've been holding my phone for too long, it hurts.
Oh, well.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I've got a lot of things to say, but I can't think what to say first. do you really? Well, but is it sometimes because you're contorting your fingers in a strange, peculiar way? I sometimes find
Tom,
that.
How dare you?
How dare you? She's never...
How lesbophobic. Oh, we've been a bit rude this morning.
We have,
haven't
we? We've been facetious. We've been rude. We've been probably offensive, but, you know...
Probably. There's one more email. Why don't you share this one? It's about Brandi Carlile, which I want to talk about in great detail.
Well, yes, I want to talk to you about that. Hi. I had to email you after seeing Susie in the crowd at Brandi Carlile tonight. Seeing Billie Jean King get a standing ovation at a Brandi concert might have been the most lesbian moment on earth. I didn't want to interrupt your post-concert hi, but just wanted to say I've taken as much inspiration and joy from listening to your podcast as from Brandi's music. I hope you had the most amazing night. Thanks for all you do. Bye, Georgie. Georgie, thank you for that kind message.
First of all, Georgie, let's talk about it. Okay, Brandi Carlile is probably my favourite artist. I absolutely love her. She is amazing. She is sort of a folky Americana country singer. She's got like 9 Grammys. She's just the best. She put on a show at Drury Lane Theatre. It was honestly a nightmare to get a ticket. It sold out so quickly. I don't know if she didn't realize how big of an audience she had here, but long story short, I had to pull some strings.
Goodness me. Which will not work well if you stop playing the violin.
Quite a lot of money.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. It was honestly one of the best moments of my life. Like it was like the best concert I've ever seen.
And I took you there to see Elaine Page.
Yes, you did. And that was a different experience.
Very different. Different crowd.
A lot more gay women at this one.
Okay.
It was so good. It was so good. Yes, Billie Jean King was there and she got a standing ovation. And honestly, it was like kind of hilarious how gay it was.
Did she walk into the Royal Box?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Where else would she
Where go? Else yeah. would she sit?
Well, she didn't come in and sort of wave. She sat down and then I think people went, is that Billie Jean King? Is that Billie Jean? Is that Billie Jean King? Is that Billie Jean King? And then everybody looked. And then she was like, oh, everyone's looking at me. And then she waved. And everyone was like, ah!
Oh, that's a nice way to start, isn't it? Wow.
And then Brandy dedicated a song to her as well at the end of the show.
What was it? Billie Jean is not my lover?
Yes, it was that one. That was the one. It was so good. It was so good. Brandy Carlile's wife, Catherine, came on and did a song with her.
Oh, they're a folky family.
They are a folky family. There was a string duo called Sister Strings who played the violin and the cello. And honestly, it was truly one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Look them up on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
They are absolutely phenomenal. Oh. I mean, just incredible. And then, yeah, Brandy Carlile was just amazing. And she writes all of her music with these twin brothers that are called the Hanseroth twins. And they were there. It was just the best concert I've ever been to. I cried about four times.
Really?
It felt so inclusive and so wonderful. And I'm genuinely in love with Brandy Carlile in like a way that my wife is really supportive of.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
And there were lots of people that came up and said hello and said that they love like-minded friends. So if you're one of those people, hello.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's...
I was quite overwhelmed, so I might have been quite weird. But that's okay, I think.
See, my fear would have been if I didn't see Billie Jean King arrive.
Yeah.
And then heard all the clapping, I might have stood up. Imagine the horror.
Imagine getting that wrong.
Imagine.
So embarrassing.
That would be so embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Anyway, if anyone's listening that knows Brandy Carlile, do let us know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. How long is she in Europe, as they refer to us?
She's already back in America, but she did say it was one of the best shows of her life. But I don't know if she says that every night, but it did make me feel special.
This is one of the best shows of my life. Good night. Did you say it like that?
She's not a robot lady.
I love being here in London.
Oh, I think you would really like her music. It's really storytelling.
I think I would like. I don't know why I haven't listened to her.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to send you upwards of 16 songs today.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
And then you can listen to something other than Gregory.
No, Gregory Porter is for dinner parties. Thank you. Right.
Different sad music.
Different. I've been listening.
It's quite sad. You'd like it. It's quite sad. You can cry to it.
I haven't renewed my folk offering for a while. So, I sometimes cling to Sufjan Stevens, Amy Mann, Rufus Wainwright.
This is, I can't begin to tell you how much this is up your strata.
And I'm looking for, not a replacement for Rufus Wainwright, but I think I told the listeners that I did see him in a home slice pizzeria in Covent Garden. And the people I was with, including Alfie, said I should go and say hello to him. And I very hurriedly did. And it was a little bit awkward. And so I feel like I can't listen to him for a little while without remembering that moment. But if you know him, do say hi. I just said, I really enjoy your music. Thank you for everything you've done. And he said, thank you. But it was embarrassing. But
See, I feel like if I said that to Brandy Carlile, she would be like, so nice. I mean, in my head, I've created a friendship with her.
Well, I think this is possible. I'm thinking you could open for her.
Oh my God, yes, it's exactly what loads of people that have come to listen to very sad music, me doing an impression of my mum and then a routine about a smear test. It's what they want.
Look,
give the people what they want.
Laughter and sadness, but a hair's width apart.
That's true. What is it? Time, tragedy plus time equals comedy?
Exactly. And therefore, in the equation, comedy minus time is tragedy.
Sadness.
Yeah.
Great.
Is that right?
Well,
I
hope that helps. Yeah. This will be on the dissertation, so do make sure you listen to this episode a few times.
Cultural influences, yeah.
Mm. Cultural influences. Right, Tom, we simply must go. I've got to go to Pilates.
I've got to get ready to go to Highclere on Thursday. So if you are looking at Downton Abbey on Thursday.
Oh.
That's probably possibly tomorrow.
That's very exciting.
Yes, and we're thinking of going in period clothing, as discussed last week.
I would love that. Please, please, please.
So I think I might wear my bowler hat. Is that a good idea?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I might just go as generic Edwardian.
Who's he?
He was in... He
generic?
Was Jen.
Is that a drag queen living?
Jen. Yes. Yeah. Jen Eric, like Gen Z. Yeah, Gen Z.
Great. Okay, well, listen, if I don't see you through the winter, I'll see you through the week.
Susie, you know you will. But
okay, bye.
Go well. Okay, bye, bye, bye.
You go well. Bye.
Go well. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye. But here we are. Bye, 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 bye.
Here we are.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.